afternoon, everyone. Okay, today, I'd like to speak on some inspirations. You know, sometimes, like, you know, every day, you know, we meditate and then we work, isn't it? Doing the same thing again and again and again. Pretty boring, isn't it? So sometimes it's important that sometimes we get some inspiration to inspire ourselves, you know, to especially to arouse the faith, especially the faith in oneself is important, because the confidence in oneself is quite important. Because if we have the confidence in ourselves, then, you know, that is important, the inspiration, and that really help us, you know, to keep going and keep going. And yesterday, when I was here, someone came up to me that, because I think a couple of years ago, and this person brought her daughter because with some drugs problems, and she be coming to the monastery to see me for quite a few times, that, you know. And then he told me that, you know, he just expressed his gratitude, you know, the feedback. He said, "Oh, now my daughter is really so good. She really changed a lot. I just couldn't believe that how she changed, you know." But actually, I personally don't really feel that I have done much, you know, because sometimes, like, you know, I can't solve everybody's problems, but whoever come, all I can do is to try to encourage that person, you know, to encourage them to have the confidence in oneself that, yeah, you know, it's okay, and to appreciate oneself, to look at one good qualities, you know, there's some things, to give them the support and care, you know. Even though I can't solve everybody's problems, but I can always care, I can always give the support, I can always give the encouragement. I think sometimes this is what people need, to have a bit of that kind of support, a boost, you know. Then they keep, you know, doing it. So I still remember this young girl when she came. I really looked at her and I said, I would really love to help you, you know. But I said, you have to have the willingness to help yourself. I said, if you don't have the willingness, no matter how hard I try, you know, how much, you know, how your parents, you know, no matter whatever they try to do, you know, it's not going to do anything, you know. It's just wasting our time. First of all, I said, you have to, you know, have the willingness and also have the confidence in oneself. It's important, because if you don't have the confidence in yourself, why bother? I can't really do it, you know. So you don't have that inspiration, you know, to keep going, because life, you know, is just everyday life, isn't it? You go to work, and we pretty much like, we, even in the monastery, the same thing, you know, you do the things every day, you know, again and again, you know, and then repeat the things again and again, and nothing special, nothing excited. Sometimes we do to need some inspiration, especially to have this appreciation towards oneself, to appreciate oneself, the effort that we have put in. So sometimes it's important, because sometimes, like, we can't sometimes, like, you know, with all the busyness, you know, work, you come back, you can't, the mind cannot just, you know, just calm down just like that, you know. You need a bit of, like, I call it a transition period, you know. You need to take a bit of time, you know, to calm down before you can really focus on your breath. But I see one common thing is that a common mistake people make, people try very hard to really force their mind and to try to focus. Actually, it can become counterproductive. You cannot force the mind. That's why you have to allow the mind. So that's why sometimes it's good that we use some skillful means, you know, to help ourselves, you know, to calm down our mind, you know, before we can focus. We cannot straight away sit down and use willpower to force the mind to focus. It's very difficult. So that's why today, that like to lead a guided meditation, you just recollect, you know, the things that you have done, you know, that make you happy, you know, bring up the joy and the happiness in you, you know. Because yesterday when this person come and tell me, and this person come and told me about that, actually, actually give me lots of joy and happiness. I was really sitting down there when I did that meditation, leading the meditation. Actually, I started to have some tears, you know, that the joy come in because, you know, sometimes we never appreciate oneself and you really think that, oh, I haven't done anything, you know. And, you know, to appreciate one's goodness, to have the faith in oneself, that's why it's important that we love ourselves, you know. So you bring that up, recollect that, you bring that, and then you share with your loved one. And this is when we share, that is we are giving, letting go. So the letting go is happen like from a coarser to more refined level, isn't it? So we let go. And then when we share, actually we are letting go. So then your mind starts to, when we let go, we relax. So when our mind relax, you know, then it helps the mind calm down very quickly, pretty quickly. So we use that, you know, so rather than we just sit down and force ourselves to try to focus on the meditation object, then it sometimes can become counterproductive. And this kind of joy and happiness is different. It's just the Buddha's encouraged that. He said it's not to be afraid of this kind of happiness. Because this kind of happiness that leads you to peace and calm. You become and then this kind of happiness that your mind, you know, is really bright and more alert, you know, when you have this kind of joy and happiness, the happiness comes from goodness, the happiness comes from the things that you really appreciate, and even you appreciate yourself by making the effort to come here on time to do this, you know, to sit in meditation, that really appreciate your effort. And that is, it actually is important because this is appreciations, you know, gratitude, respect, you respect yourself. Actually, this is the wholesome qualities. And sometimes people think that you can just meditate like that, but we need to develop other qualities to support, you know, to support ourselves, you know, be able to, with wholesome qualities, the mind, the bring a lot of joy and happiness in the mind. And this kind of joy, happiness, then the mind become more bright and alert. So we need that and give you more energy. You know, the ums, you know, you have the energy. So that's why sometimes that it's just like the mind and the brain, you know. So what's the difference between the mind and the brain, you know? That actually the brain is like the CPU, you know, like computer, you know, that you know, but you need to have battery, isn't it? So the mind is like the energy. You need to have the energy. So that's why when we develop these wholesome qualities, actually we accumulate more energy. It's just like we're charging the battery. For example, if we develop a lot of unwholesome qualities actually it drains the mind, use up a lot of mental energy. Like for example, worries, you know, fear, anger, they use up lots of energy. Imagine someone constantly, you know, have these unwholesome qualities, and you know, so it's just draining. So it's just like you never charge, you know, no battery. So, but when we develop these wholesome qualities, actually your mind, you know, you got battery, you get charged, you know, so you have lots of energy. So that's why we do need that. It's not that just sit, you know. You have to have other qualities to support, you know. That's why this is all causes. Things happen according to many causes and conditions. So other factors as well, you know. So sometimes people tend to neglect, you know, other qualities that support a good meditation and to develop that qualities of mind, the good, these wholesome qualities. When we have these wholesome qualities and our mind become peaceful easily, become very calm easily. So that's like not to underestimate that. Sometimes we don't really know, not many of us like really appreciate oneself, you know, to really to have the respect towards oneself, appreciation. And this is really because only when we have that qualities, only we be able to have that towards others, isn't it? If we haven't got the respect towards oneself, we not be able to appreciate oneself, it's quite difficult for us to appreciate someone else. Maybe we think we are, but sometimes can be quite fake, isn't it? You know, sometimes, you know, it's really right from the bottom of our hearts. We have that appreciation towards others. So appreciate even while sitting here in this moment, while we're meditating, we just appreciate this moment. It's so grateful. I'm so grateful that I have this opportunity, this be able to be in this present moment at Venice. Just like, you know, you just appreciate so much. And then that, in these qualities, they lead to contentment. You're just content, happy. When we are content, happy, we don't have to go anywhere, isn't it? When our mind's restless, not good enough, you don't think that it's good enough, then your mind just always want to go somewhere else. Very difficult to be still. But when you're content, you're happy, they say it's important. The stillness of mind, you know, is very much depends on the joy and happiness. If we are happy and we have a lot of joy, and the mind can still become still easily. So the happier you are, the more you let go, you know, you become happier. Then when you're happy, your mind becomes very still because it's content. We don't want anything, we don't want to go anywhere. We're just happy to be here. Just happy to be with this present moment at Venice. Just be with this. Just watching our breath, you know. Just appreciate this moment. And that we just easily let go, relax, and calm down. So we do need that, you know. Because sometimes, you know, especially we repeat doing the same thing for a little while, and can become really boring. That's why sometimes it's good that we make use of some of these skillful means to have some inspiration, you know, especially to arouse inspirations in oneself and to have the confidence in oneself. So now we can start I can lead a short meditation, okay? Guided meditation. Just to choose a comfortable posture and just try to relax your body. And bring attention towards your body and just relax. Start to recollect the things that you have done. They give you lots of joy and happiness. And allow those joy and happiness arouse in our mind. And also appreciate that we make an effort to come here on time. To join in the meditation session. I invite you to share the happiness, the joy in your heart with your parents, your teachers, and those who are close to you by bringing them to mind and wishing them well. we also share the happiness with our departed dear ones, our friends, relatives. May the sharing of our happiness with them be a cause for the happiness and peace. May it help them to have a favorable rebirth where they can hear and practice the Buddha's teaching, where the material needs are easily met, where they have the opportunity of making good karma for their own support in samsara. And may these offerings and sharing of our happiness with them also help them all to attain Nibbana. We also share the happiness with all beings everywhere. May the offerings of happiness and sharing of happiness if all beings everywhere be a cause for the happiness and peace. And may this sharing of happiness also help all beings everywhere to attain Nibbana. So bring your mind to this present moment awareness. To appreciate the fact that we have the opportunity to sit here and just at ease and at peace in this moment. What a wonderful moment. Be so grateful to be able to stay in this present moment awareness. What a wonderful present moment. You just allowed yourself immersed in this joy and happiness. as your mind become peaceful and calm, you can start to bring your awareness onto your in and out breath, your breathing. Any questions or comments? Whatever way that you feel comfortable, because individual is just different. So what's next, you know, there's no, like, just like Achan Chah said, there's no like best way or the only way, whatever way that suits you, and that is the best one for you. If you feel that, if you feel more relaxed this way, then you put your hand this way. If you feel more relaxed this way, just put your hand. So the first question is, should there be motivation for meditation, like good health, peaceful mind? Yeah, but good health, that's a bit tricky, because we have people that they meditate because they want to be healthy. I can tell you it doesn't work this way. You know, I mean, it's, yes, meditation actually it does, you know, help us, you know, have the healing effect, you know. But when we have that kind of, you know, I want to be healthy, then I meditate, you know, and then it doesn't work because we have the craving. You want to be healthy. Then whenever you crave, your mind very difficult to be settled. But it's natural. You don't have to really have the, I mean, use health as a motivation, because this can be quite, you know, I personally do not encourage people to use a good health as a motivation to meditate. But yes, peaceful mind, yes, you know, but we, and also have to be careful with that too, like sometimes also we get attached to want to be peaceful. That one thing, you know, one thing to be peaceful. So it's just like, you know, it's just like Achan Chah said, we meditate is not to get something, it's just to let go, you know. That's why sometimes some of the qualities that we develop during our daily life, like giving, that is part of letting go, you know, giving, be of service, letting go of the sense of self. And because when we let go, we feel relaxed, isn't it? When we try to get something, we crave for something, we can feel our whole body tense up. So if we come, the motivation come from one thing, then have to be very careful with that, you know, because when you want something, you tense up, you crave something, and the mind very difficult to settle down and be peaceful. But like today, what I talk about is faith, because faith is in one of the spiritual faculties, that is that these qualities is important, you know, because these help to arouse the energy, you know, the faith. So another question is, when I'm doing my meditation, I feel my mind become so wild. Please teach me how to control it. Thank you. Please don't try to control your mind. Sometimes it's okay, you know what I mean? Because in daily life, we all so much have been distracted, you know? And we keep pushing away, you know, some of these unresolved emotions, and then we get distracted, you know. And then we think that it's not there, but actually it's there. It's just that we're so busy, you know, getting involved, you know, distracted our mind, you know. So when we calm down, you know, when we become peaceful, it's all those, you know, those things that, you know, all the rubbish that we think that is not there, we've been pushed it down. You can see it's all there. It's just like in the pond, you know, you got lots of rubbish underneath. When the water settles down, you know, when it's become clear, you can see all the rubbish. You know, you can see all the tires, you know, all the tins, you know, shoes, you know, all the things. The same thing, for example, like people come to the monastery to stay, especially stay like by themselves. If people have no experience or the mind is not stable enough. What I mean, not stable enough, I'm not referring to people have mental problem. It's just that your mind is not that strong enough. And especially when in this kind of environment, very peaceful, very calm, you know, it's really peaceful and calm, and it tends to a lot, you know, that comes up. A lot of, especially those unresolved emotions, sometimes can be quite overwhelming. So when someone's mind is not that strong, sometimes people do have like psychotic episode, you know, like just crazy. And it's actually it does happen. That's why sometimes when people have the mind is not that stable, normally we don't encourage them to be really too much in solitude, you know. That's why usually we just encourage people, if you haven't done a retreat before, we normally encourage them, you do a weekend, you know, slowly you train yourself, you know, then you do 9 days, then you don't straight away go into doing 3 months solitude retreat. You're really crazy, the mind, you know. It's a lot of things. It's actually always there. It's just that in daily life, we need to move on, isn't it? With life, you know. So things, we just push it aside. It's just like the rubbish, you know, we just sweep it, you know, under the carpet and then pretend that it's not there. But actually, it's there, you know. Or the rubbish, you know, we just pushing into the bin, you know, and try to cover it, and then we thought that it's okay. But, you know, so the moment you open, you know, and it all comes out, the same thing. So sometimes you just sit there, and actually it's okay. Sometimes you just allow the mind to be. And after a while, because the more you try to control the mind, not to allow the mind to think, actually they think more. Because you can't control the mind like that. That's why sometimes there is one way that, you know, that we can replace the thoughts, like some wholesome thoughts, you know, thoughts of loving kindness, thoughts of something that is something that is like gratitude, you know, something that is wholesome, you know, thoughts. And that these also have to be careful as well, because sometimes we tend to get into the habit using the thoughts, wholesome thoughts, you know, to try to get rid of that crazy mind, those unwholesome thoughts. But this is good when you can apply this when your mind is really crazy, but don't get into the habit, you know. If we be able to be with that crazy mind for a little while, you know, maybe 5 minutes, if you really can be with that, try to be with that crazy mind until you think that, oh, I think I can't hold anymore. Then, you know, then you can use this, you know, replace unwholesome thoughts, you know, with wholesome thoughts, you know. But ultimately, that's actually to look at it, to be with that feelings, to be with that emotion, actually that is the best way to deal with. Because other measure actually is just a temporary measure, you know, like for example you're bleeding, you know, is if you have to stop the bleeding, isn't it? So we have to have the temporary measure, okay, you put a dressing there, at least it stops bleeding. But if you really want to uproot, it's actually you really, we can't run away and we can't suppress. Because sometimes the mind is so tricky, we tend to use one thing to suppress another thing. And then we get into, then each time, you know, then we get into the habit, into this, I call this wholesome fantasy, you know. Oh, I'm so great. Oh, you know. And then you're always up there, you know. you know, never connect, you know. You know, it's just like always up there, it becomes so airy-fairy, you know, up there. And sometimes also be careful because the mind is very tricky sometimes, you know, it gets sucked into this thing. Because if this is like easy way out, we always like to, you know. And then the tricky part is that sometimes we tend to use this technique to suppress that, you know, to get rid of that. Because you see, this kind of defilements is very, very subtle. Unless your mindfulness is very strong, you know, unless you really, you be able to see that, sometimes quite difficult to see, because it's very subtle. So that's why I normally encourage people try to be with that crazy mind as much as you could. If you find that you really to the point that you really can, then only you replace, you know, with wholesome thoughts, you know. Because it's just not to get into the habit. Because next time, each time you're just running away from things, you know, you're not really dealing with it. You keep running, using this is so-called wholesome thoughts, you know. You're running from things. So that's why I try not to get into the habit, you know. And the third one, how do you unwind after meditation? It's early in the morning, I have a whole day ahead, and would love to preserve the meditation's vibes in the best way through the rest of the day. Actually, everyday life, even like for me, I personally, like I have lots to do, you know. But to me, like whatever I do, the things that I do actually is my meditation object. You know, you take that as an object. You fully there, focus. But the problem is sometimes nowadays we have this multitasking. We try to do many things at once. So try to do one thing at a time. If you do that, actually, even you have lots to do, you don't feel tired. Like, I don't feel like draining. Like, sometimes I just quietly sit in the office and do my work. I don't feel tired. But of course, sometimes if I talk to people, I just focus on the person in front of me just to listen. And this is what, you know, the mind fully there, just fully present. So when you do that, actually, it helps you when you go back, you know, you sit in meditation, you can easily become peaceful. So take everyday life, you know, try to do one thing at a time. Try to practice present moment awareness as much as we could, you know, whenever we can. So it doesn't matter whenever we have, sometimes like we are too busy. Sometimes you can take just moment of, just one moment, you know, where sometimes you just sit there, just take 3 deep breaths, okay. Okay, so then you re-establish your mindfulness. Because people tend to keep pushing their mind, you know, over their limit. And when you get into the habit and you don't know your limit, that's why it's helpful. It's good that you be aware of your limit, you know. Because if you get into the habit, like people keep being very pushy, they keep pushing, and until they don't know their limit. But you be more aware of your each, you know, practice this present moment awareness, aware of your bodily sensation. How do you feel? You know, and try to, you know, sometimes learn to stop, you know. Actually, you can have small little breaks, you know, in between, even when you work. For example, if I have lots to do, so I just sometimes just sit down, I just give myself at least 5 minutes. If you can't have 5 minutes, you have 1 minute, just stop there. You know, you just sit on in your office and the desk, you just sit there, have a break, 1 minute. Just do this breathing exercise. Just breathing in. If you feel tight or you feel tired or whatever emotion or anxieties, whatever, you just breathing in anxieties, breathing in peace. Just have that a bit of moment to give your mind a little bit of break. Don't keep pushing, because if you keep pushing, you get into the habit, you really don't know your limit. And this is how sometimes people burn out. You know, this is how you practice mindfulness, aware, aware of your mental state, aware of your own limitation, how much you can take, and not to keep pushing. Because if you keep pushing and pushing, it's just like some people always, you know, the computer or the phone, you know, always running flat, you know. And because sometimes you used to run flat and then you got a little bit of energy, you thought that you have energy, but actually your energy is very low and it's always on low level. So if you keep pushing that and your energy is always on the low. So that's why it's good that to develop the awareness and mindfulness in daily life, day to day, you know, to establish that. So there's not, the meditation is not only on the cushion. So actually, it very much depends on our attitude, our right understanding, you know, how we live our life, you know, day to day, daily life. If we are someone, you know, in daily life that we are someone really caring, you know, we are someone really lots of loving kindness, you know, and very helpful and caring person. And then this kind of attitude, this kind of mentality, and whatever we do, we really give it all we got, we really there fully, focus, you know. Whatever we do it, you know, with wholeheartedly. And this kind of attitude and mentality actually is important. When we develop this kind of mentality throughout the whole day, so when we sit down, we have the kind of mentality, then we sit down. So this moment, we watch the breath wholeheartedly. Because you cannot just change your mind like that, isn't it? You have to develop that throughout the whole day. So I think I hope this answered the person's question. So any more questions or comments? No? Okay. So we're going to end this session.